So when somebody who is a non-devotee, who's related with us, they become irritable for whatever reason, sometimes we also become irritable and hit back at them, and then we feel guilty that as devotees we should be acting as models. So what should we do in such a situation? Again, I would say we also have to accept ourselves for who we are. You know, we also have our limits of tolerance. That doesn't mean that we just hit back and rationalize that whatever I did, it was just natural for me. But we cannot expect unrealistic levels of saintliness from ourselves. We all have our limits. And if in a particular situation we find that our pressure point is being exceeded, then at that time, it may just be best withdraw from the situation. We are expected to be even-tempered, not short-tempered. And yes, as we keep practicing bhakti, as we keep getting purified, that even-temperedness will come more and more. But till it comes, we all need to recognize our limits. Willpower is a finite resource. It is not an infinite resource. So, if our willpower is already expended on many different issues, then we may not have the adequate willpower at a particular time to deal with a particular issue. So, when I say willpower is a finite resource, means say if I have a capacity to lift weights, and I lifted weights already, a porter who has lifted weights throughout the day, and at the end of the day, that porter may not be able to lift the same weight which that porter could have lifted at the start of the day, because the energy is exhausted. Although the bodily capacity in terms of the muscles are there, but at that particular point, the energy is not there. So like that, we may also, in particular situations, be more vulnerable to anger. So if we find ourselves in that situation, it's best to just withdraw. Not, as I said, again, we have to accept that in this situation, I tend to get provoked. So what can I do to avoid that situation? What can I do to manage that situation? To stay calm and to give a sane answer, if I can do that, that's great. But if I can't do that, just beating myself up is not going to help me. Because just as anger is a thing which is there within us, it has to be worked away. It can't be wished away. So we have our willpower, and by willpower, when we feel angry, we can control the anger. But we have to check how much we can deal with in a particular situation. So yeah, sometimes when a confrontation is happening, walking away might seem rude or might aggravate the situation. But it may well be that staying there may aggravate the situation further. So we have to use our intelligence to decide how best we can deal with that situation. And that intelligence has to be based on a realistic assessment of our capacities. So if we can anticipate in advance, okay, some issues are building up now. Oh, this happened, that happened, that happened. And now if these three things have happened, now if a fourth thing happens in my relationship with this person, it's going to be difficult for me to control myself. I'm going to explode. So better anticipate that and maybe have a plan, a discussion where we address the issues calmly. Not let all those three issues come out after when the confrontation is happening over some fourth issue. So basically say if we are going on a road and we know there is a pothole somewhere in the road, then we have to plan in advance. If you can go around the pothole, or the pothole is just full across the road only, there's no way to go across it, then we slow down so that we can go through the pothole. So we prepare. So like that, in our journey of relationships also, sometimes we hit potholes. And if we are going on the road regularly, we know at this point there's going to be a pothole, so let me go slowly or let me go the other way. So like that, if we can also observe our relationships and the patterns within them, we can also come to know which are the situations which are volatile. And then if you plan a little bit in advance, then we can deal with them in an appropriate way. So we can also plan how we could connect with things which make us calm. Sometimes when we get angry, maybe just chanting Hare Krishna in the mind, maybe remembering some words, maybe remembering some devotee who we know is very calm, maybe praying to Krishna with a specific prayer, or just taking deep breaths, or whatever it is that works for us, for controlling our anger, if we can have some strategy that works for us, planned and ready at that time, that may also help us to restrain our anger. So tolerance is a virtue, and tolerance can help us to avoid the confrontations that come because of anger. But we also have to know that our capacity for tolerance is not infinite. And so being realistic, accepting our limitations, our vulnerability to anger beyond particular points, we need to plan properly and then deal with the situation. Thank you.